Tequila is a place. Tequila is people. Tequila is ecosystems. My name is David Suro Piñera. I'm 58 years old. I operate a restaurant in downtown Philadelphia. The name of the restaurant is Tequila's Restaurant. And also I have a company that import, distribute agave spirits and the spirits of Mexico. I arrived to the United States as a husband of an American citizen. And I came in a very comfortable 727 of Mexican Airlines. And I feel myself very privileged and lucky, not like most of the Mexican people or Central American people, especially nowadays. My first day of arrival, it was snowing. So just imagine, I came from the Mexican Caribbean, you know, the beautiful white sands and 80, 90 degree weather, you know, into a wintry season. My experience when I arrived culturally to Philadelphia, it was very interesting because, you know, people in Mexico are overly friendly sometimes, you know. It's normal to walk in the street and a total stranger and just, you know, shake your head and say good morning. And I remember I was getting off the subway and I do the same thing by default. And people look at me like stranger, like what this guy is doing, you know. Why tequila is so important to me? Well, you know, I'm from Guadalajara, the epicenter of tequila. When I was 17 years old, I visited the first distillery, and the surroundings of the landscapes where the agaves grow, and I became captivated. The stereotypes that we know as, you know, Mexico, through Hollywood and through the golden era of the Mexican movie industry, you know, the Cine de Oro. Tequila, I think, was misused in those movies all the time. You know, tequila was always the creator of trouble. So we create this project to change those misconceptions of agave spirit. So we create a product that allow us to get closer to people and to tell the story. Our clientele in the restaurant is very diverse, from young people, students, to you know, business people, residents of downtown Philadelphia, and also tourism. I think that that's one of the beauties of the American culture, is that respects where you're coming from. The political climate that we experience right now is very concerning. People left notes attached to our window telling us to leave. That never happened in 30 years. I really feel lucky that I'm binational. It's been a 35-year process to assimilate and to find that comfort zone of who you are. And I feel very proud when I can convince people to take a second look and to try to understand that spirit that has been representing us for thousands of years. So I think it's worth it to spend, you know, my professional career preaching about something that is so beautiful and has such a deep roots in humanity.